Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
46 degrees in Kansas City. It's sunny outside. It's beautiful. It's Monday of the 2020 Lalo, coronavirus style. We're going to talk about this for a long time. Hopefully everybody is well. We've got a little bit in front of us, but we're all moving the same direction for the first time in a very long time.
Very.
You know, that's why I wanted you to have that gift on Friday as well. Because, I mean, again, if this hasn't shown us anything, hey, maybe you don't save back good things for a rainy day or a special time. Maybe you open that bottle now. Maybe you you tell that person how you feel that time. So I got you this gift, and I thought, her birthday or Christmas. And because when I saw it, you know me, I collect memorabilia. I like stuff. And I like interesting stuff with a story.
Especially rock and roll stuff.
Yeah.
It's always great.
And so I saw this item and I went, I'm bidding on this. So I ended up getting it, and then I've had it for about a month now. And it's been killing me to look at. I finally had to put it in the closet.
Because
I got to stop thinking about giving it to her. And then it all of a sudden occurred to me. I'm like, in the middle of all this coronavirus stuff and all the uncertainty in the world, and just it's a lot of heaviness, and you've been working your ass off. I go, I'm going to bring it in. So if you guys missed it on Friday, I did give it to her. I was going to wait until your birthday. And again, it's not, you know, I'm not going to pre-sell it. But you know when you see something, you know you should have. She's done such an amazing job with all this coronavirus information. I thought, I should just give it to her now. You're not going to quite get
this?
It until you take it all the way out and open it. Open it gently.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
go easy with
some
this.
Some sort of cloth item. Looks at satin.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll gently.
You can,
I think I have a feeling of it. It's mauve-ish.
Turn it around.
And it's a jacket that is, oh my God, it's so kick-ass. It's a Molly Hatchet satin jacket.
From 1982.
Take no prisoners, world tour.
Not a reproduction.
No, that's not for sale.
Oh my God.
That was
God.
The road cruise.
What?
Turn it around. The name was Peyton. So I researched it. See Peyton on the front left?
Yeah.
On the deal? Tour 1982? The Flirting with Disaster tour? Yes. Yeah.
This is so America! Oh my God!
So then we started talking about what the origins were. And I didn't know, so we started to look into it. We did a little online, and it didn't take long to figure out that on that tour, the road crew, productions manager name is Peyton Wilson. So Jake did a little sneaky tracking this weekend
so that you
could meet the original owner now.
Our next guest is a longtime music industry veteran, having served as a production manager for acts such as The Eagles, Journey, The Rolling Stones, and Molly Hatchet, who, as it so happens, is the former owner of the Molly Hatchet satin tour jacket that Johnny gave to Nikki on Friday. Please welcome Peyton Wilson.
Peyton Wilson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You what?
Congratulations, Nikki.
Thank you so much. You have made, it's kind of a funny world we're living in right now, but for that moment and many moments to come, it was an incredible day with such a surprise that I would never have the opportunity to be able to be gifted without your help.
And it fits her perfectly.
Like a glove.
I was a lot smaller then.
So you're a production manager. Now, we have a lot of friends in rock and roll, and I know a lot of production managers. And first of all, you are the very brain of all things on tour. And I know that's a hard job. And back in the 80s, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have internet. I mean, fax machines were a luxury, right, in 82?
Yeah, no, you get used to using a fax machine when you really had a chance to do it. But and I didn't get into computers until a couple of years later.
So how did you end up being the production manager for Molly Hatchet?
The folks at Journey lent me out. Well,
you got traded
money, I'm sure. But Molly Hatchet's management bought production from Journey, and there was a little bit of cross pollination. Like I was involved in various other things.
God, you and those are glory days. That's when.
Oh, yeah.
That's when coming out of the 70s into the early 80s was when rock and roll was still the dirtiest, most ridiculously loud, absurd, no questions asked, no quarter given type lifestyle.
You got it.
And may I ask, how did you originally get into the business? Was it lifelong and you obviously just went from, you know, being a youth that loves music to going to, you know, a trade for it? Did you go to college? I mean, what's your background personally?
I spent too much time in the theater in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So you end up taking these guys out, and I assume, by the way, what a nice gift to give everybody. Because, you know, everybody, it's a pretty rare item when you see a band do that now. Not all the greats are as kind. And I assume Molly Hatchet was generous and fun to work for.
They were very, very interesting to work for. I mean, you know, let's put it this way. Every day was different. That's
sure.
Spoken like a true long-term on-the-road production manager. I have a dear friend who was a roommate for years who's a pyrotechnician, and he went out for Motley on the Carnival of Sins tour. And so I'm asking him, hey, man, so is everybody cool? And there's that long pause, and he goes, and it's always that non-committal. He goes, you know, the guys with dark hair, I really enjoyed them quite a bit.
Well, let me put it this way. I can remember walking out on stage and to deal with soundcheck. And it was 135 dB or something. Ooh. Like that in front of the stacks. And it was like, okay. Mm. But I still have my hearing, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, how about, you know, not just Molly Hatchet. You were production manager for the Eagles. Legendary fighting, infighting, and those guys. I mean, but what an incredible band. Every night you got to hear them.
Yeah, and every night, actually, I was production stage manager, and it was, you know, every night was moving 25, 30 guitars off of the stage. There was a sort of roped-in enclosure.
That's so crazy. The Rolling Stones, legendary, Keith Richards, how was that?
When I was talking to Jeff, I said, hey, listen, I did staging for those guys. And it's interesting. It's from one thing grows another, you know.
Sure.
Because I ended up doing a show in Chicago, and Journey was one of the opening acts.
And that's again Journey in their heyday. Like it's interesting to watch those guys get rediscovered by another generation and loved. And even the new singer, which have you seen the documentary about how that all came about?
I've kept up with those boys for, up until probably a couple of years ago. And it's like, you know.
I love this story.
Jake Kane, well, Russ Valor was basically basically a housemate of mine. He lived across the river, lived across the porch, basically.
Nice. I'm literally watching that documentary. They get the kid out of the Philippines, and he can sing, and he's so excited to be a part of this band and to be in this world. Mm-hmm. Like, by the end, I got tears in my eyes. I'm crying because I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen, because you love the underdog story, and you've seen it. In rock and roll, you'll meet guys that are thankful for every one of their days, and you'll meet guys and you think, you're a miserable bastard. You should go do something else. Even though you have all this, you act like every day is a terrible thing for you. And all the years I've been doing it, it always freaks me out to meet somebody like that on the negative side.
Yeah, no, I've met him, and it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, you know, the present incarnation, with Steve Smith and Neil Sean and those guys, just pretty interesting.
Yeah. You think they'll ever patch it up with Joe or Steve Perry, sorry, and do something? You certainly could. And I don't wish for the kid to get pushed out, because I think he's done such a great job. I want him to have it. But what do you think? You think Steve will do something with him?
I don't know. It's one of those money makes people do strange things.
Sure. No, it'll fix all kinds of old grudges.
Yeah. Well, look at the Eagles. Look at,
Yes. Yes. David Lee Roth.
So there you go.
Well, so if you're just joining the show, Peyton Wilson, I gave Nikki that jacket, Molly Hatchet, 1982 tour. And I was so happy because she's such a true Molly Hatchet fan.
Excellent.
I don't know how many original members are left. I just, but I see them every year. We go to the Full Throttle Saloon up in Sturgis. And so we see the guys. Hell, my program director smoked weed with the guys last time they were there. And they're still, to hear the song. And they're one of those bands that was able to write a handful of truly timeless songs that you transport quickly. The Journey does it. Of course, the Eagles are the masters of it. But, there's a couple of bands that can do that. Not everybody. And they're still a great band.
Yeah, well, they've stayed together. I think there might be one or two original members. But I think everybody else has gone across the Rainbow Bridge, if you will.
Yeah. What do you think your weirdest memory was? And you don't have to name the name of the band or anybody in it. But when you think back to touring, the production manager of that, and you hear those legendary, just complete meltdown, crooked promoter, guns coming out, drugs, groupies, airplanes, record labels, the criminals, the mob. When you add all that in together, you have one memory that stands out, and you go, Jesus Christ, that was crazy.
Well, I can remember watching John McEnroe play catch. I'll tell you the name of the act. It's Patty Benatar, and
okay.
It was on the pier in New York City, and that was really bizarre.
And what were you watching?
John McEnroe, the tennis guy?
Yeah. What was he doing?
He was just a loving guy, just, playing catch with somebody.
Huh. Just like an everyday thing, like it's just normal.
See, I think I think if you decided to ever write the book, as all guys from that era, there's so many fantastic, weird stories that I don't know if they were really good times, or if you made it through the war, you look back on it, you have some memories from the guys who also survived it.
Well, I've been thinking ever since I started talking to you guys. I've been thinking about stuff that I remember, and it's like, okay, what about this tour? Oh yeah, I remember that.
Did you know Chip Monk, the guy who took Van Halen on?
Of course.
He wrote a great book last year, or it might have been the year before, but I just read it last year, and just told the whole Van Halen story about, the pre-stuff when Burl brought him in, and he talks about, going out with the Pistols and doing a short stint, and then taking over for Van Halen and walking those guys through and getting them out of the record deal and the merchandising and the bootlegging. And I mean, it's a great rock and roll book as far as being on the inside telling it all.
Yeah, Chip's is quite something. I mean, I think he's down in Australia right now.
Well, I hope he's safe. And I hope you're safe, man. Are you worried about anything? You know, isn't it the craziest thing? Did you ever think they'd shut music? That music is gone right now. It's currently live music, entertainment, no longer exists today.
The way we knew it.
Yep. Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, I'm about 110 miles west of Manhattan, and boy, am I thanking my stars I'm that far west.
Yeah, I have a friend in the city, man. I sent him a care package today of a mask, sanitizer, gloves, toilet paper, like the whole bit. It's
no kidding.
Yeah, it's hopefully we'll get back to it and get back to music, because it really does matter. It's funny. We were talking to a friend of ours, Lizzie, from a band called Hailstorm, just before you. And she's in Nashville, sheltering in place with Joe, the guitar player. And just, you just think about it. It's such a comfort to everybody to not have that to turn to look forward to going to a show, or to, you know, we can still turn their music on. But it's a very empty feeling, man.
Oh, yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, the little town I live in has got a couple of venues, and it's like, oh, man. And they're closed. It's like, wow.
Yeah. So, I Peyton, I didn't even get to ask you. I didn't think to ask you. Are you still in the business? Are you still doing anything production-wise?
Yeah, I've been working for doing tour management and back office stuff for an artist out of Detroit. But he's had a health problem. And, you know, the five years of relationship, it's like I came to a grinding halt.
Oh, man, I hope the best for you, and I hope you stay safe, and it's super nice to meet you, and just know that the jacket from 82, the Molly Hatchet tour, that is it is excellent. Loved and taken care of.
Excellent, excellent.
I can't thank you enough. Someday I hope to have a beer or a sip of something with you.
It's my pleasure.
You're the best. Hey, Peyton, really, I thank you so much for stopping by the show today.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.